just thought I'd do another recording, actually, almost starting where I finished before. It won't be such a good quality now because I've got it on earphones. I wanted to slightly reappraise Amsterdam. As, I don't know, everything looks better in the morning light, doesn't it? Sounds better in the morning light. Something like that. Straight on, Houndy. Can we find the crossing? You find me a crossing? Where is it? There's a crossing. There's a crossing. Thank you. Forward. Come on then. We're going to go straight on. Quickly, because we're about to be run over. Thank you, friends. Come on, friends. We're going to walk down this road. I don't know where to. I think I'm just going to try and do a block. I can't work out. I think I'm just confused by Amsterdam, to be honest. It's so different, I suppose, to what I'm used to in terms of the orderliness or lack thereof of the straight on ramps. Are you wanting a toilet? Yeah, all right, go on then. You might be run over by a tram whilst doing it, but go on then. You're busy. Good lad. Well done. The tram was close, but the car was closer. All right, wait there, Vance, please. Okay, let's go right, Vance. Oh, another tour group. And sunshine. I don't know what to say about the place. I sort of like it, but I really struggled yesterday, and I don't... That's why I'm confused. Yeah, let's go left, France. Come on, then. So I think this is, Herengasht. Go on, then, France, straight on. Anyway, it's a sort of... It's a cheery sort of place. It's got the sort of grandeur of... It's almost got sort of Parisian boulevards, but curving alongside canals, with no pavements to speak of. Right over Vance, or rather pavements, over Vance! Which are completely blocked with bicycles and motorcycles and bollards, which are doing a completely pointless job, frankly, because... Oh, God, I'm begging. Oh, jeepers, that's not good. Right, I'll have to just carry on, I think. Got caught on the handlebars of a bicycle there. That suggests they don't chain their bicycles up. Is that a case in point of the issue here? Perhaps it's just simply, constantly, having to weave in and out. And the bells again. Wait there, Vance. Let's take a picture down this canal. I think it's the canal that would lead us back to the junction near the hotel. It's just... silly thing is, I don't really want to go back and have breakfast and leave the hotel. And, you know, maybe this could be the rose-tinted glasses after yesterday. But equally, yesterday, you know, it was raining, and by the time I finished, and I was tired. Forward vans. Bicycles do just keep going. Straight on. Oh my goodie. We'll carry on down to Princeton Strat. I'm remembering some of the names. I sort of think that if I stayed here for a few more days, the current hotel room rate, I'd be bankrupt. giddy up, Vance. Don't think you were meant to do that. Come on, find the way round. Go on, find the way. We actually can't go that way. Sorry. Thank you, sorry, didn't. Find left, Vance. Go left.
Oh, walk a bit further.
Is it okay round?
No, you can't get round.
Not at all. So, all right.
Get back to the bridge.
All right, okay, thank you. Go on, Vance, straight on. Come on, find the way. Where else would he just lie a piece of wood on the pavement? It's like a sort of trail slight thing. Find left, Vance. Forward. Come on, Houndy. That's it, come on. Come on, find the way. I know it's full of bicycles then.
Sorry.
You just have to try, Houndy. I know I'm walking right on the curb edge. There is a curb here, funny enough. Go on. Goodness. Right. I'll tell you what, Vance. Let's get one more canal over. Straight on. The next one is, I can't remember. Is it Singel? Or is it the other one? I sort of think, yeah, as I say, that if I stayed here just a little bit longer, just a teensy-wincy bit longer, I might sort of get it. It might kill me in the meantime, but I would have liked to have made it to the Vondelpark. I would have liked to have seen even more of the waterways. Find left, Vance. Here's the real reason why I want to carry on up to the Ems Canal, because we're back in the sunshine. The sunshine makes me feel better. Straight on, Vance. Come on, big boy. Oh, but then we'll have to take a left and a left. Vance! Oh, for pity's sake. Come on. If you watched where you were going, you wouldn't get stuck in a bicycle. You silly dog. Keep going, find a way. Onto the road, over. Good boy. It's more off curb than on curb. Working a guide dog here. I'm trying my best to be positive, and every time I do, something throws me off the curb, literally. Off the pavement. So, yeah, go on. Why not? Good lad. I've got no idea if there's something like that, but we'll try it. Vance seems to recognise it. And he's quite perky. I think he wants to go. I think. I don't think Vance has enjoyed it. I think because I've been a bit stressed, he's been a bit stressed. And, right. Oh, we're back. Hang on a second. There's no bridge here, Vance, is there? Let's go straight on. Go on. Get on with you. Good boy. You're not so sure, are you? I tell you what, let's cut our losses. Let's go back this way. Go on. Go on. Straight on. If we walk back alongside Prince and Gat. Go on, Vance, straight on. Sorry. Leave it, Vance. Forward. Come on, Vance. Yeah, so I think because I've been stressed, he's been stressed. And equally, actually, it's difficult for him. This is... British streets are pretty familiar. Pretty easy to navigate. Reasonable consistency in their layout. Certainly compared to this. I have to say, I think I'm going to do an audio boost. Poost? It's very Dutch. I'm going to have to do an audio post when I get back on. Oh, that's rather nice, the light reflecting the water. On how we moan too much about accessibility in the UK, when actually it's brilliant compared to so many other places. Found right, Vance. Come on, we're going back to the hotel. I want the pavement though. Where's the curb? Where's the curb? Come on, Vance, a curb! Oh, go on, just go straight. Just go straight. Come on. Come on, you've got to keep in at least, even if we can't get on the curb. Right, straight on then. Straight on. No, no, we can't go down there. We've already tried that one. Straight on. Straight on. Thank you. Sorry, I'm telling you too much. Good boy. Oh, I'm all mixed up about this blimmin' place. Can't we go straight, Vance, please? Can we go straight? Yeah. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Vance, please, get on. Oh, you're being good. I'm sorry. I'm so used to you wandering into the road. Go on then, find the way. More people just randomly blocking pavements. Get on the curb, Vance. Come on. Good boy. I think this might also be why he's fed up, because he's been told off so many times for going on the road, when actually a lot of the time he's probably saving me from knocking over bicycles or walking down holes or into things that people have just left sitting there. How do visually impaired people live in a place like this? People must be a lot more restricted in where they go, or maybe they just have even hardier guide dogs than I have. Found the curb hound. Good boy, hand forward. Find the curb. Good boy, that's it. Here we go. This is the home run, if I've counted properly. And we're going to have a bit of breakfast. Come on, Vance, we need to move. Come on. Okay. Go on then, go. Good boy, but keep in. Keep in. Keep in. Keep in. Good boy. That's it. Road, Vance, please, come back. Come on, come round. Where's the curb? Where's the curb? Good boy, forward, please. That's it. All right, back in sunshine. Greeted by the smell of soap. And back to the hotel. Okay, just wait there. Stand there 1 second.